When Srila Prabhupada started teaching Krishna consciousness in the Western world, he let people know about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And he also made people act for Krishna and his devotees. And he also gave them the experience or feeling for Krishna and his devotees. Like many times devotees say, when they heard this concept of you are not this body, first time in their life, it was something very amazing. The concept was out of this world. We are not these bodies. Like we were mentioning in the Prabhupada's appearance day, when Jayadvaita Maharaj was preaching in New York, Ratha Yatra, he made this point. He was teaching to some students in the question answer booth. And he was telling some students that how we should not give importance to the body, but to the soul. And he made the point, we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And these two huge ladies, they are approaching the question answer booth. When they heard that, they exclaimed saying that, what a relief. So even simple knowing of we are not this body, you give that to your devotees. And based upon that knowledge, you made them act also from very beginning of their spiritual life. Like Radhanand Maharaj is mentioning, when he started speaking about Krishna conscious philosophy in the beginning, he didn't know what to speak, but he was ordered to speak. So therefore, he would put Prabhupada's tape in his ear, listening live lecture in the tape, and he's speaking to the audience slowly, repeat exactly the same thing what he would be listening in the tape recorder, whatever Prabhupada would speak. So he made them act, and same time, while you made them know, while you made them act, you also made them feel about Krishna and his devotees. From very beginning, devotees were willing to lay their life down for Srila Prabhupada's sake. And eventually Prabhupada, during your disappearance pastime in 1977, we have heard this many times, like Radhanand Maharaj mentioning in Nivrindavan, showing the exact place where he heard the news of Prabhupada's leaving this world. Everyone, including he himself, it was a news which they didn't believe. But they knew this will happen, but they couldn't believe. It was a reality. But that reality led them to a situation where they felt hopelessness, helplessness, and everything was void. But still Prabhupada, in that experience which they were feeling, he made them act, he made them know. And because of that separation, those devotees, like in the Bhagavatam it is explained, Dhruva Maharaj saw Lord Narayan from inside out. When he was closing and meditating, he stopped seeing Lord Vishnu. And he was very disturbed. But when he opened his eyes, he saw Lord Vishnu in front of him. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, you are manifesting unlimited pastimes, exhibiting yourself outside to your devotees. Of course, you were also in their heart. But in 1977, you stopped manifesting outside. And to those sincere devotees, you started manifesting in. And in this way, because they learned from you, they knew, they acted, and they felt for you. Those who understood these three principles, they continued to feel, act, and know. And in this way, they kept on spreading what they had in their heart, affection for you, feeling for you, knowledge of you, and knowledge what you gave to them. They kept on giving it to others. It is exactly like Vasudev and Devaki. From the heart of Vasudev, Krishna entered into the heart of Devaki. Similarly, it's our good fortune that the greatest gift you gave to all of us, of course your books, of course your temple, of course prasad, but in my life, more than anything else, is your devotees. Sometime when devotees tell about some of your wayward disciples who fell down, did so many mistakes. They try to create anger about them. But when we meet them, when we see them, when we talk with them about Krishna and Prabhupada, you can't stop loving them. Even though philosophically, intellectually, you want to hate them, but you can't stop loving them. That was their conviction in loving you. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, on this most auspicious occasion of your disappearance, I beg your mercy to understand, to experience, to feel, to know the heart of your devotees and have those glimpses in my heart and also help others understand this. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Govind Prabhu. Now I'll call upon Sita Mataji. And in the meantime, His Grace Vishwaroop Prabhu, I request you to kindly come near the stage.
Please accept my most humble obeisances. I would like to express my feelings today in this humble attempt to write a poem. Please accept it. At the lotus feet of Sri Govardhan Divine, we are gathered today to glorify the transcendental quality sublime of Srila Prabhupada, which can the three worlds purify. Oh, where is that great personality at whose feet all the Prabhus surrender, who can free us from all duality, pure devotional service who can render? Oh, how this world should lament for having lost its most charming ornament. Bereft of His divine association, we can only cry and cry in separation. Oh, when will that day be mine when I can understand His glories divine? Oh, when can I be free from this material confine and serve His two lotus feet sublime? Today is the most holiest day of Kartik, in the holiest of all places. Let us all pray together at His lotus feet to be free from all of Maya's traces. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Mataji. I would like to call upon Her Grace Kalindi Mataji, if she is around. You can kindly come over and make her offerings.
We are your grand disciples. We were not there to have your, so fortunate to have your physical presence, but it goes for me to naturally say that we are very much feeling you in our lives through your books, by hearing about your pastimes from your disciples, and by reading so many pastimes about you. And just like a diamond, its preciousness is decided by how many facets it has. In more facets, then more diamond shines and more precious it is. So over years, we are hearing so much about you, and we are coming to know your value in our lives, and we are your multifaceted personality is becoming more and more revealed in our heart, in our life. Just yesterday, this principle of humility with confidence was very much stressed upon in the lecture, and your life is very much depicting this principle of devotional service. When before going to America, you were living in Radha Damodar temple, and there you were translating the volumes, first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when you finished that, actually you arranged a very wonderful ceremony, and there was a procession in whole of Vrindavan, and big people were invited in the procession. There was a stage performance, and then in the speech in that ceremony, you spoke with lot of confidence, and along with that utter humility, that now Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, three volumes are translated in English. And in future, all the cantos will be translated in English and many other languages. And after that, even Chaitanya Charitamrita will be translated in English. This was a time there was no talk or no traces that anybody knew about that you will go to America and the mission will be so glorious. And then when you were living that time in Radha Damodar temple, actually you were living in very poverty stricken condition, and actually sometimes you did not have money to pay to your grocery. It is when you were living in Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple translating the books, you were living in poverty stricken condition, and sometimes you wouldn't have any money to even pay for your grocery. But you were so much considered and recognized as a very genuine, sincere sadhu that the even grocery men and other people would just provide you the materials free. And the person who would provide you milk, he would come and provide you milk free. Once his son, he was not able to come, and his son came to supply the milk. And when he came to a room in Radha Damodar temple, just beside Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, he saw you that you were chanting, your eyes were closed, and you were in deep meditation, and tears were flowing from your eyes. And he waited for a very long time, actually, but your meditation, you were completely engrossed in the meditation. That time, this boy saw that one very big insect was crawling on your shawl, and you actually did not notice, so he tried to just shut him off. And that time, you just came out of the meditation, and you just told him that you shouldn't do this because you don't know who is this person, how advanced is this person. So that was the consciousness when you were residing in Vrindavan. And then you left for America after some time. And after a few years, this boy who was small, he grew into a young man. And then he was once just coming on his cycle on Yamuna Ghat, and he saw on Cheer Ghat that somebody was sitting. Very familiar face, and when he went to close by, he actually recognized you that this is Bhaktivedanta Swami, who was there long time back in Radha Damodar temple, and he could see that he is back with so many effulgent sannyasis who have skin, white skin, and they are sitting with danda, and it was a very, very wonderful sight for him to see. And then he took courage to go and tell him that I am the same boy who would supply the milk to you. And immediately Prabhupada, even though after so many years he remembered, and by now Prabhupada is a very successful person, but he was so down to earth this with this young man, he immediately embraced him, and then he told him that that time I did not have any money to pay you. But just now, recently somebody had given Prabhupada some precious stones, so he just asked his disciples, where are those precious stones, and immediately gave those stones to this young man. And this young man was in total bliss. So Prabhupada, along with so many other multi-facets we know of his personality, this human and very sensitive nature of his was also there. So Prabhupada, I am very grateful to you that you have come into my life. Actually, there was no attempt from my side to approach you, but you just by your causeless mercy, you have entered in my life in form of my spiritual master and in form of so many other sincere devotees. And I just pray that I can be free from this fly-like mentality of fault-finding. And on this very, very, very rare occasion, actually, that we are celebrating your disappearance ceremony at the foothills of Giri Govardhan, I would like to beg and pray to you that I can be an insignificant servant in your glorious mission and help in some way to assist this mission.
Thank you very much, Mataji. I will call upon His Grace Krishnanam Prabhu to kindly come and make his offering. I would also like to welcome His Holiness Jayadvait Swami Maharaj and His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. On this very, very auspicious occasion of your disappearance day today, I'm extremely grateful to have this wonderful opportunity to speak a few words in your glorification. The quality of a tree is known by the fruits. And when we taste the fruit, we know that the tree has the qualities that the fruits has. A few months back, it was my great fortune to be traveling through Asia in the association of His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is with us today. And for about 15 days, it was so unbelievable, the wonderful quality of the association. Here was a person who for the last 35 years and more has been spreading your glories all over the world. And in spite of having spent so many years, he came across as such a humble person, so much surrender to you. And his deep attachment to reading your books was so profound. Of course, all of us know that is one of the best book distributors that ISKCON ever had and has today. But what we found remarkable was here was a person who was not only distributing your books, Prabhupada, but also reading them. He always had this Bhagavad Gita with him. And any time, whenever you find a little bit of free time, the Bhagavad Gita would come out from his bag and he would start reading it. And then he would go around making people members of what is called as a Chad Club, a chapter a day club. And I personally was so much inspired by his association for that 15 days that I can tell you that today, without fail, I make it a point to read this one chapter of Bhagavad Gita a day. So we see that because of your potency, Srila Prabhupada, you have given us the opportunity to associate with you through your disciples. They are but carrying on your legacy. We have been really unfortunate not to be getting your association. But through your wonderful disciples, we have this glorious opportunity to be continuing to be in your association. It is my prayer that in the days to come, Srila Prabhupada, we have more and more association of your wonderful disciples. Because we know that they are the beacons of hope for us for the future. They are the people who are going to be carrying on your legacy for the years to come. And as you yourself would say, your books are going to be there for 10,000 years. And your books can be appreciated through the people who are reading them, and through the people who are distributing them, and through the people who are preaching what is written in the books. So once again, Srila Prabhupada, we are extremely grateful to what you have done for us. I don't have any qualification to be sitting over here and glorifying you, but for my purification, I consider it as a blessing. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.